And this is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. On the show today, we'll be talking with a couple of folks from the Independent Media Center and they're both from the Independent Media Center, but the show, which is there on Saturday, is co-sponsored by the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. It's an evening of independent folk bands, four of them, and folk is probably a very loosely applied term in this case. We'll be hearing samples of all four groups. And then the second part of the show, I'll have pianist Faye Ballard, who is with us, to talk about the 37th Annual World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest, which is happening in Peoria on Memorial Day weekend. And she'll also play a little old time piano herself in our studio. It's Live and Local. Called Go West by a band called Ghost Town Gramophone from their disc called December the 32nd, which is also the name of the first track on the CD. They are going to be one of four indie folk bands who are performing at the Independent Media Center in Urbana on Saturday as a production of both the IMC and the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival with three other bands, the Eva Hunter Band and a band of high school students called An Evening With Your Mother, and then a group called The Palace Flophouse. The event is happening from 6 p.m. to midnight in the old post office building. And with me are two of the folks involved in the IMC shows, Todd Durnell and Isaac Griffiths, and appreciate you both coming in and spending a little time.
Thanks so much for having us.
Is this another event benefiting the Folk and Roots Festival, or is it just a presentation of, or...?
It's just a presentation of. So Ed Hawks, who is also a member of our shows group at the IMC, he is very successful at helping promote shows through the Folk and Roots Festival. So I asked him if we could do the show in conjunction with them, and he presented it to them, and they liked the idea. So we decided to go in conjunction with the Folk and Roots Festival.
So what do you do? Split the proceeds, or does that mostly just give you an extra prong of marketing effort?
It gives us some more marketing effort.
Most of the proceeds, in fact, will go to the artists.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as well they should, I suppose.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Unless, of course, it is a benefit. Well, such as the one that happened last weekend with the singer-songwriters who we had in our show on, three of them on, Thursday or Friday.
Right.
Maybe it was Wednesday last week. That was a benefit at the house concert. Mm-hmm. Did you guys go to that?
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to go, and I really wanted to go. I'm friends with Jeff Arrigo.
Yeah.
We do an open mic on the first Wednesday of every month.
He mentioned that during the program.
Yeah. What's crazy is Jeff and I, we have the exact same birthday, too, same year. Even, you know, so it's pretty crazy. And he came in and introduced this idea of doing an open mic for singer-songwriters. Not really an open mic, but a kind of a collective for singer-songwriters to sit around and share some tunes and get some feedback from other singer-songwriters in the area. And so when he presented the idea to us, I was like, well, that sounds great. Let's just do it here. And then we found out other things about each other and that we had the exact same birthday, which is crazy. He's just a great guy and a great singer-songwriter here in town. So, and if there are other singer-songwriters out there listening, you know, come to the collectives. It's a really, really great night. And it's the first Wednesday of every month. So the first one will be, or the next one will be the first week of June. So.
Right, and there's no charge. It's an event that's hosted once a month by the Independent Media Center as an opportunity for artists to get together and work collaboratively, get some immediate feedback on new work that they're developing, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great time.
Well, since you're both involved with the IMC shows, before we talk a little bit more specifically about Saturday's show, talk about what the IMC aims to do, both as an overall collective of sorts and specifically with the shows.
First and foremost, the Independent Media Center is, in fact, that. It's a media center. We have a radio station, WRFULP. We have a print newspaper. We also have the online newswire. And the IMC exists to give people a voice so that people can report the news how they see it, as they see it, when they see it. And part of why the IMC exists is to give everybody access and the opportunity to be a reporter. In addition to that, we have this amazing facility in downtown Urbana that hosts lots and lots of groups that do pretty amazing things, like the Bike Project, Books to Prisoners. Upstairs runs from us is C4A, the Music School.
The Community Center for the Arts.
Community Center for the Arts, right. And we have studios where several local artists rent studio spaces to develop their own work. The School for Designing a Society is also at the Independent Media Center. And so basically we exist as a nest for community members to develop and communities where they can express themselves, the music and art, in all kinds of formats.
And the shows themselves?
The shows group is one of the working groups in the Independent Media Center, and we exist to work to bring in largely local artists, but sometimes artists who are touring nationally, and make them accessible to the community at really accessible prices, if not free.
And the artists might say too many times free, but
right now, it's been a long time since we've done, I think, free artists.
Yeah.
And we do that, in fact, usually by
donations.
By either supporting it by donations or through grants.
Right.
And so we strive for the artists to, in fact, be paid. But when it's free to the community.
When they're free, it's free to the community.
Right.
It's
free to the community. And we try really hard to pay artists because we realize that it's really hard to just give your work away. And we want to honor the work that they're doing by paying for work that really deserves to be paid.
So what was the impetus behind this particular show on Saturday?
Well, I've wanted to get Eva Hunter into Champaign area for a while. She's played in Champaign before, but it's been several years. And last year she did a show at Mike and Molly's. And unfortunately, the night she played, she was going to do an outdoor show, and it was going to be a big thing, and it poured down rain. So we ended up having to go upstairs in Mike and Molly's, which cuts out a lot of the audience, you know. So I've wanted to get Eva and her band here in town and decided to build the show around her. And I've worked with a couple of really, really talented bands here in town. An Evening With Your Mother, which is a local high school band that is absolutely incredible. We have done several shows with mm-hmm. them at the IMC. And they just write the most amazing songs, just absolutely beautiful lyrics, great vocals, violin and two guitarists, and just absolutely beautiful stuff. And then the Palace Flophouse, who is a husband-wife duo here in town, Bradley Bergstrand and Gretchen Shaw Bergstrand. And the two of them have a band with a drummer and a bassist, and they just write the catchiest pop folk songs that they're just loads of fun and really, really, really catchy. And I've done a show with them last year and wanted to have them back too. So I had three great bands, and last year I saw Eva play at the Decatur Celebration. And the band that opened for her there at the Decatur Celebration was this band out of Bloomington, also called Ghost Town Gramophone. And as I'm sitting there and I'm watching them, and I loved their music, I was like really blown away. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, that guy looks familiar, the lead singer. And I'm down sitting with Eva's merchandise, you know, selling her CDs and stuff. And after the show, the lead singer comes down and goes, Dernal. And I said, oh my God, it was a guy that I worked with several years ago, Greg Peterson. And so instantly we had a connection because we had worked together, and they're just fantastic performers and really, really great songs. Kind of reminds you of like a Neil Young Harvest period in their music. So I thought, well, that would be a perfect chance to get them up here. Greg has now moved down to Nashville. So it was a great opportunity to get him back into town, too.
Well, let's hear the band that seems to have been the kind of the reason this event got started, which is Eva Hunter Band. Who is Eva Hunter? How did you get to know her in the first place?
I started promoting music about 15 years ago in Bloomington. I lived in Bloomington. And I started with this guy named Jeff Buran. And Jeff Buran introduced me to Eva within a couple weeks, you know. And we would travel all over central Illinois trying to get shows. We'd come here to Champaign. We played at the Luna is now, it used to be, what did it used to be?
The Clark Street Bar, you mean?
No, on University.
I have no idea.
The old train station.
Oh, City of New Orleans.
Yes, City of New Orleans. That's it. We used to play at City of New Orleans all the time. We did several shows there and loved that place. And unfortunately, it's no longer the City of New Orleans. So I was traveling back and forth to Chicago all the time, trying to get them shows up in Chicago. And I thought, well, why don't I just move to Chicago? So I moved to Chicago, started working with other bands, did shows, several shows with Eva up in the Chicago area. And then I've moved back down here now. I live in Champaign now. And so I'm still promoting Eva after all these years. And she's just an amazing talent. Amazing singer-songwriter. I think the best in central Illinois. So,
and we're going to hear her song called Weigh You Down.
Yes.
From the disc called No Missing Pieces. And they will be at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center Saturday evening starting at 6 o'clock. Ghost Town Gramophone will open up, and then Eva Hunter Band will be next. And you're listening to Live and Local.
On the back of my neck, though your words, how they were spoken. fever dream. No beginning, no end. Your good mornings came goodbye to coffee or lies. And then you were gone. So come back.
Eva Hunter Band and Eva Hunter's song called Weigh You Down from the disc called No Missing Pieces, which, as you might expect, is the name of one of the other tunes on there. Eva Hunter Band consisting of, we have now looked this up, and I'm looking at her MySpace page, Bruce Williams on bass, Michael Sullivan is the guitarist, that's the name Todd was trying to think of earlier, and Rick Snow on the drums, and Eva, songwriter and also on guitar, and of course the singer, as you could probably figure out from the fact that she's the lone female, and that was definitely a female voice. She is going to be, she and her band are going to be on the concert Saturday of an evening of indie folk with four bands. It's billed co-presentation of the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center and the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, but it is happening in Urbana at the IMC in the old post office building, which is next to Lincoln Square Mall. Ghost Town Gramophone, the band mostly based in Bloomington, partly based in Nashville, are going to lead off that concert, and then Eva Hunter's group split between Bloomington and Springfield. And then next up will be a group that you mentioned a little bit ago called An Evening With Your Mother, which I think is just a fabulous band name, and I do know two of the people in the band. There's only three of them, and I don't remember if I asked either of them where they came up with that name. Do you know, Todd?
I don't even know. I don't. Did they ever tell you, Isaac?
No, and I did ask once.
Yeah, and I don't think
we
ever got
the story
a
story, and never got
a full story about it. But it is a great name. It's an absolutely fantastic name. And
these are three kids in high school.
They're from Champaign Central, and it's Alea Weibel,
yeah.
Alea Weibel, who is a sophomore. Kirby James, who is a junior, and Colin Murphy, who is a senior and graduating this month.
And they write their own songs.
They write their own songs. They're in the process right now of producing a full-length album. They've released a three-song EP, and they hope to have the album out by July, the end of July. And they want to tour around Illinois a little bit. They just played Indianapolis. They played at the marathon.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was the same day that Champaign had the marathon. There was a marathon in Indy, and they played there. So they really are the complete package, and they are going to, I think they have the potential to once they get this album out, maybe even break through nationally if they get some attention. So,
well, let's play from their Low Expectations EP, that's what it's called, their tune called Trees. It's An Evening With Your Mother here on Live and Local. Song called Trees written and performed by the band called An Evening with Your Mother. They're all kids in high school from Champaign Central High School, and from their Low Expectations EP. They're one of four bands who are going to be at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center Saturday, starting at 6 o'clock and running till about midnight, along with the Eva Hunter Band, Ghost Town Gramophone, and one more who we're going to sample in just a moment. And it's a co-presentation with the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which is an event which is going to be happening this year in November, in early November, whereas the first 2 years were both in September. And we'll be hearing about that more, I'm sure, as time goes on. I want to say thanks to Todd Durnell and Isak Griffiths, both of whom are involved in the IMC shows, for putting this together.
Yeah. Thank you much for having us, Kevin. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
And for bringing in some of the recordings. And so let's go out with the Palace Flophouse, which is the fourth band. They were on our show live in our studio, just the core two.
Just Bradley and Gretchen.
Yeah, Bradley Bergstrand, Gretchen Bergstrand. But as you'll hear on this recording, and as they're going to do, I guess, on Saturday, they'll be bringing the other members of the band.
Yes, Asa Dawson, who's their drummer, and Nathan Fry, who is their bass player.
And this is from the CD. Is the CD called? Or does it have a name?
This one's, we're going to be doing a track from their previous CD, which is called Try Not to Get Worried. And the track is called Lafayette. They do have a brand new CD called Bad Friends Forever, which just won Smile Politely's Reader's Poll for Album of the Year. So this year, which is a great, great honor for them to get that.
For more information, you can go to either folkandroots.org or ucimc.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
The Palace Flophouse here on Live and Local. The tune is called Lafayette.
Star-crossed lovers and teenage mothers and black sheep brothers are running. Trying to make it out of Louisiana State tonight. The Greyhound broke down and stranded us all out on the bad side of Lafayette. I swear to God I'm coming home, baby, but I just haven't made it yet. And Houston is nothing but a myth to me. Yeah, Dallas is nothing but a name. If I live to see that station in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I hope I remember why I came. Yesterday I woke up in Jackson. Today I woke up in Bay. Coming in up the Gulf Coast, soaked my last good set of clothes with its rain. If you knew what I'd give to be moving right now, you probably would be ashamed. But if the wheels aren't spinning in 15 minutes, I'm not gonna be okay. So I offer up a prayer to the good Lord for a cross-connection bus north to Shreveport. God, I've been getting lovesick and I'm so tired and I'm so desperate for the girl I'm coming home for. Nobody knows where I am and no one here knows my name. Lafayette, you're killing me at a slow pace. I already missed my connection. Tonight I'll sleep next to strangers. Lafayette, you're killing me and all these strangers. La 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 la.
We're at the Palace Flophouse on Live and Local. They're going to be at the Independent Media Center with a few other bands on Saturday night. Support for our show today comes in part from the World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. My next guest on Live and Local is Faye Ballard, who is one of the organizers this year of the 37th annual World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest, which happens every year over the Memorial Day weekend at the Hotel Pere Marquette in Peoria. And activities go Friday through Sunday, and we'll give you some idea of the schedule as we come up. But I want to say welcome to Faye, and thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. Pleasure to be here.
We had you think about this time last year also, but we didn't get to have you play because we didn't have a keyboard in our studio then, and now it's not an old-time piano. It's a newfangled piano.
That's okay. We're going to make it work for you.
Yeah. How long have you been involved and been involved with this particular event?
I actually took part in their very second championship, which was actually originally conceived as a fundraiser for the Monticello and Sangamon Valley Railroad Museum.
No kidding.
So Mr. Ted Lehman came up with the idea for this contest, and the second annual contest was actually held at the Railway Museum itself on the back of an old caboose.
Wow. And how did that go over? And why didn't they keep doing that?
Well, the contest is actually now no longer affiliated with the Railway Museum. So we've moved to a couple different venues, and we finally settled on the Hotel Pere Marquette there in Peoria. One thing we're going to be doing that people might be interested in for Friday before the contest actually starts, we will be doing a luncheon cruise on the Spirit of Peoria on the Illinois River, and that will feature a very excellent ragtime entertainer, Mr. Johnny Maddox, who you may have heard of.
And yet I haven't.
You haven't heard of him?
No, well, I probably. Okay. You're suggesting I should have.
Well, that's okay. Mr. Maddox was actually born in Gallatin, Tennessee. He was born in 1927, and he started training with his aunt, Zula Cothran, who actually played at the 1904 Louisiana Purchase Exposition and taught Johnny. So Johnny did his first concert when he was only 5 years of age. At this point in time, he has sold over 2 million records and has 9 gold records.
Wow.
We got affiliated with him, with our current ragtime champion, Mr. Adam Swanson, who is now retired. But he and Mr. Swanson will be both featured on that riverboat cruise along with contestants from this year's contest. So please, you know, feel free to come out in the Spirit of Peoria with us. You'll have a great time.
Now you say Adam Swanson, who is now retired.
Adam Swanson,
define
believe
that.
It or not, at 18. How many people do you know who are retired at 18? Yeah. Fantastic player, has won our junior championship and now won the regular division championship 3 times consecutively, which means he now retires as undefeated. So added excitement this year, we will be picking a new champion.
How often do folks end up repeating 3 times?
It has happened a few times, but it's not easy to do. We have got some very tough customers this year, one of which will be Mr. Russell Wilson, who is actually the piano player for the President of the United States. He's a piano player for the United States Marine Corps Band.
Seriously?
Seriously,
wow.
So he's going to be a very tough one to beat.
And he comes all the way out here for this event.
He comes all the way out here for this. We have a person actually coming all the way from Germany this year. It is a world championship, so one and all are welcome.
I was going to ask about that term, if that's just one of those things like, you know, baseball calls it the World Series, but it's only for American baseball.
Yeah, this is actually a world championship. We have had from Canada, from Ireland. Like I said, of course, this year we have Germany represented. Hmm. So anyone who wants to come and, you know, take part in the fun, please do.
Well, I'll ask you a little bit more about how you attract some of folks from all around the world. But I'm very curious to hear you play. It's been a long time. Last year we played from a CD that you have.
Sure.
And it must be almost 15 years ago that I heard you play live.
We actually did something with your Prairie Ensemble. I think that's how we first met.
You were our first, as we called them halftime entertainers. And we should have you back sometime and do that again. We're actually now, lately, we've been doing them as sort of warm-up acts, but that's a whole other topic. Faye Ballard with the World Championship Old-Time Piano Playing Contest in Peoria. talk more about that, but what do you have for us first?
Well, let's start with one that I think everybody will probably be familiar with. You do not say the word ragtime, at least to my way of thinking, without thinking Scott Joplin. Everybody knows Scott Joplin. So this is one of Mr. Joplin's, if not his most famous piece, certainly one of the most famous pieces he wrote. This is The Maple Leaf Rag. And I understand I have some various avid listeners at my workplace at 408 South Goodwin. So for Tony, for Carolyn, for Jennifer, Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag.
Maple Leaf Rag of Scott Joplin, played live in our studio on by Faye Ballard on our, I quite facetiously call it our Steinway Grand, but in fact it's a Yamaha Clavinova, and courtesy of the School of Music at the University of Illinois. And Faye, I'm kind of curious about pianos that are authentic for this kind of style. Would it be equally inauthentic to play it on a big old Steinway Grand, to play this kind of music on a Steinway Grand?
You might be surprised to know that I'm going to answer no to that question. Actually, once you progress into what we call the ragtime era, such as the 20s to the 30s, it actually begins becoming referred to as parlor music. In other words, this is actually music that young, refined ladies would play in their parlors. So I don't know if they would have actually had Steinway Grands or not, but it certainly would not have been inappropriate.
But if they had a Steinway Grand in their parlor, that qualifies just because it was in the parlor.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. Well, I guess now that I think about it, having asked that question, we had wonderful pianist Paul Asaro. We did a thing, it's been a few months, a couple months now, I think, where we went over to the Blind Pig, where he has his Steinway Grand in residence, and we heard him play over there. So, and it looked a little beat up, you know, physically. So that, well, maybe that makes it appropriate.
Gives some definite wear and tear on any piano, absolutely.
Yeah. I looked at a bunch of videos from the World Championship contest in Peoria on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular piano looked very old-timey, let's say. And you
very
have
much.
The front of it, what would you call it? The piece that you, if you're looking into an upright piano, you're looking into this board. That board's
taken off. You
actually
just kind of basically call it a cover. We actually refer to that particular piano affectionately as Moby Dink.
Moby Dink,
Moby Dink is one of only two pianos of that kind still remaining in existence.
And what kind would you call it?
That is a Weber piano, and there are only two of that particular make and model in existence anymore, of which Moby Dink is one.
Wow, that's saying something. And it's
been under the very tender care of our retiring contest coordinator, Ms. Judy Luchewski. She's had it in her house and guarded it very carefully.
So she hauls that around
They
once
actually
a year.
Have Horine's piano bring it from her house to the contest.
And what's special about that piano, aside from the fact that it's so rare?
Well, of course, the age of it is exactly perfect. Having it open in the front like that gives it the exact perfect look and sound for what we're looking at for an authentic contest piano. The tuning on it is perfect. The action on it is great. It's a really great piano to have for the contest.
There was a sound, at least on coming across on YouTube, that makes it sound like a very good piano, but slightly rinky-dink.
Exactly. That's exactly what you're looking for in this kind of style. You want something just a little bit on the tinny side. You don't want it too smooth. I mean, you know, let's face it, back when they were playing this stuff in saloons or something like that, you didn't really have the Steinway pianos in there. Mm. I mean, you know, you had the old beat-up uprights. And, of course, they probably didn't tune them very often either. So, you know, having the tinny sound like that, that's exactly the authentic sound you're looking for.
Well, if they were in saloons, probably most of the listeners, having been lubricated enough, probably had very forgiving ears as far as intonation goes, I imagine.
You know, like I said, ragtime music, people can look at it in different ways. I mean, some people call it honky-tonk, you know, which, you know, that would be certainly more of a saloon style. You get into more of the novelty stuff, well, then it starts becoming more refined. It's more parlor music that people were more accepting of.
The other thing I noticed about a couple of the things I noticed from the videos, because there's quite a few of them there, and the camera view is always the same, at least in the videos that are there now, is first that most of the contestants, who were mostly men, at least in the videos.
That's something we're working on. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, ladies, please, this competition is for everybody, and I know there are more ragtimers out there. For many years, I've been basically one of the only, if not the only, female competing in the contest. So we definitely need to do something about that. Of course, playing in saloons, that was not, you know, something that a well-bred young lady did. So it may come back to something like that. But, you know, of course, we no longer have that stigma. So please, ladies, come one, come all.
So that was item one. Item two is that most of them were wearing some sort of old-timey looking outfit.
Exactly. One thing that we like to do for the contest, we ask all contestants that they do wear some kind of a costume. Of course, it does not have to be authentic unless you can actually, you know, of course, want to rent something or happen to have something that's available. But we do ask all the contestants to dress up in something in the spirit of that era of piano music.
And are they judged on that aspect of their performance?
There are points for costume, absolutely.
Because I saw a couple of guys in there who just wore suits.
You know, guys kind of have it, I've complained about this a couple of times, in fun. The guys have it much easier than the girls do. We girls have to, you know, get the hair done, get the makeup, you know, put on all the fuss and feathers, the hose, of course. Guys could just basically have a good pair of black slacks, white shirt. You want the black bowler hat, you know, maybe put a feather in it, a couple sparkly armbands, they're good to go.
Yeah, that's not fair, is it?
No. Maybe that's why there's no more girls that do enter this, but, you know, that's okay. A girl can, you know, go ahead and dress up in a guy's costume. There's nothing that says that a girl has to wear a girl's costume.
Well, I was going to say, maybe the girls just need to start bucking that trend and forget all that business.
You know, actually, one of our champions from Canada, Mimi Blay, actually has done that. She has actually dressed up in a man's costume to compete. So it actually does work.
Yeah, well, that's like thumbing your nose at the establishment.
Oh, yeah.
As well. And I guess the third thing I noticed from these videos is that many of them did this thing where, you know, they sort of look out at the audience or look out at the camera. And is that something that is just expected or a stylistic quirk?
It's a little bit of both. Another category that will go back to the costume we talked about, it's called showmanship. Mm. So, in other words, you not only have to play well, but you have to be able to sell this product, shall we say, to the audience. So, you know, being able to look at the audience and trying to establish rapport with them, you know, like I'm looking at you right now, the more you can do that, the more the judges relate to that. The selling the product to the audience, it goes back to this contest is actually a cutting contest. So a cutting contest meaning Of course, back in the days, there were only so many saloons, of course, and usually more piano players than there were jobs. So the way that saloon owner would choose the piano player he was going to hire, they would have a cutting contest. So in other words, these piano players would all play in front of an audience, and whoever could show that they were the best, most showy player would get the job. The others were cut. So
one at a time.
One at a time.
So this is that way? I mean, do you have a preliminary
this
round?
This is going to work that way for the regular division. Now, the juniors do not work this way, but for the regular division, we will start off with what we hope will be 16 contestants. I'm getting there. Still got room, people, so please enter. But we will then cut that down to 10 semifinalists, which the semifinalists will be on Sunday. And then the 10 semifinalists will be cut to 5 finalists, who will then play 2 last tunes for 1 to 5 ranking.
And that's later on Sunday. So the
semifinals and the finals will go right back to back on Sunday.
Hmm. So you said that you've still got openings.
Absolutely, we still got room for a couple more contestants.
And how late will you take signups?
They can actually come and see me and enter on the day of the contest, provided that they have their money portion of the entry fees all taken care of, and provided that I do still have slots.
And how does one go about getting signed up in advance if they want to get more information?
You can, of course, go to the contest website,
I'm looking for it here, see if I've got it on a piece of paper.
Okay.
I don't think I actually do.
Well, you can always pull up World Old Time Piano Playing Championship, do a search on that. It will take you to the contest website, and you can sign up right there online. Or we will have entry blanks, provided that we do have openings the day of the contest. So, come and see me the day of the contest. We'll get you an entry blank.
So if it's a world championship, and as you said, you've got folks coming from various places around the world, why do you still have openings?
Well, we've been trying to figure out the best way to publicize this. Like, we really appreciate you letting me come and talk about this today. So we're trying to reach as many people as we can. And, of course, there are some people who can't always come every year for various reasons. Making international flights, it's much more expensive. You have to pay your entry fee besides paying for your food and your stay at the pair. So it is not a cheap thing to commit to. So that's part of it. And there again, we are always trying to find, good ways. How can we get this more talked up? How can we get people from Mexico? How can, we get people from Australia? So we're always looking for ways to do that.
Or even just more people from Nashville or wherever.
Anywhere we can get them.
But this is all open to the public.
All open to the public. There are all events passes available to you, or you can buy tickets just for single events like our Friday night sing-along show, which will feature Johnny Maddox and Adam Swanson. It'll also feature a very famous duo some of you may have heard of. It's called Ivory and Gold, and that's made up of Jeff Barnhart, a famous pianist here in the country, and his wife Anne, who is a very talented classical flautist.
Hmm. And there's also a new rag competition.
There's the new rag competition that will be taking place Friday night before we actually start the competition. For those of you who always wanted to find out if you could write some ragtime music, that's a perfect thing for you to enter. You do not even have to play the rag yourself. You may have another piano player play your rag for you, but still enter it into competition.
Fair enough. And then I see here there are party rooms.
There are party rooms. Every night we will open up 2 rooms, and one room will be strictly piano playing, and another room we will have a piano with other instrumentalists. Hmm. Those will go Friday night, Saturday night, and, of course, Sunday night.
So partying in this case means lots of piano playing.
Lots of piano playing, lots of music. There again, it is open piano, so you do not have to be a contestant to participate in that.
It's the World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest in Peoria that we're talking about here on Live and Local. Our program today is made possible in part by 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign. For over 25 years, 10,000 Villages has provided income to artisans in more than 30 developing countries by marketing their handicrafts and telling their stories in North America. My guest is Faye Ballard, who is one of this year's coordinators.
Contest coordinators.
And you've done that role before.
Actually, this is my first year as contest coordinator. I have been a contestant since basically 1977. So our current contest coordinator, Judy Leshevsky, both she and her husband have been wanting to retire for a couple years, but bless their hearts, they were sticking it out until somebody was ready to step up. I elected last year to go ahead and retire from professional competition and go ahead and step into a new role as the coordinator of the contest.
But you're still playing piano, and so...
I still play piano.
Why don't we hear another demonstration of
that?
Why
don't we hear another demonstration? Let's do a fun one for you. Let's do a little Jelly Roll Morton piece. This is one he wrote, I Will Show You the Famous Elbow Trick. Of course, those of you out there won't be able to see it, but Kevin can explain it to you maybe as we go along. This was a Jelly Roll Morton piece called Grandpa's Spells.
Well, you could probably figure out what the elbow trick was there from the sound of it.
That's actually something Mr. Morton himself actually made famous, and it's something you do want to be careful with. It's a matter of in time, of course, with the music. You simply lay the flat of your arm on the keyboard.
But like not so. Too much of it.
You don't want too much. You want just enough. And you also want to aim very carefully, because if you smack your elbow the wrong way, it truly hurts.
So that's a technical matter for self-preservation.
That is a technical
matter. Yeah. Faye Ballard here on Live and Local, Grandpa Spells by Jelly Roll Morton here on Live and Local. I want to run down some of the other great many events that you can go out and see and hear live besides the old-time piano playing contest in Peoria. Lots of it here, so let's see what I can get in. It's Grassroots Revival playing at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood tonight at 5:30. The show Mornings at 7 is being presented by the Springfield Theater Center at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Red Mask Players in Danville are presenting the children's show King Arthur's Calamity at the Catherine Randolph Theater. That's tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The Sounds of Music Voice Studio is presenting a recital at the Etc. Coffee House in Urbana at the Wesley Foundation. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. At the Iron Post in downtown Urbana, at 5 o'clock tonight, it's the West Coast Blues Ensemble, and then at 9 o'clock, Emily Otness and Liesl Booth perform. The Sugar Prophets play blues at Alto Vineyards in Champaign. That's tonight at 7:30. The Prairie Dogs are in Ogden tonight at the Pink House. That's at 5 o'clock tonight. Amasong gives its spring concerts, 20th anniversary spring concert, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday at 4 o'clock, both of them at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign. It's the Smokin' Blues Barbecue Fest with Reverend Robert Soul Creek and Alan Wright Band at Long Creek Vineyards in Decatur. That's tomorrow at 12 noon. At the Bement Country Opry, it's Bobby Flores, the King of Texas Fiddle. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Desafinado are at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. The Rask Wiedenhofer Jazz Quartet are at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur tomorrow night at 4 o'clock. It's the Paxton Buckley Loda Band's 11th Annual Salute to Veterans Concert at PBL High School Gym in Paxton. That's tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. And looking ahead to Sunday, what have we got? University of Illinois Alumni Concert Band pays tribute to past and late director of bands, Harry Bejan. That's Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Krannert Center in Urbana. Shape Note Singers are at the Rock Springs Nature Center in Decatur Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. The Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana give a Baroque Chamber Music and Young Baroque Artists Showcase on Sunday evening at 7:30 at University Place Christian Church in Champaign. And the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra gives its spring concert Sunday night at 7:30 at Smith Recital Hall on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. As you can tell, lots going on, and I actually had to skip some just to be able to get those in. Our show today comes to you with support from Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the series collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And I will be back with another show for you on Monday from 12 to 1. And we have time to go out with something else from Faye Ballard, but want to give one last pitch for the 37th Annual World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest in Peoria. You can look it up online for a complete schedule, but I will tell you that things do start off with a workshop with Jeff and Ann Barnhart Friday night of the 27th at 5:30. And then there's the new rag contest, and there's luncheon, as Faye mentioned earlier, a sing-along party, variety show. The contest itself goes on Saturday and Sunday.
It'll basically be all day Saturday, where you will junior division and regular division. We will then crown the junior division champ, and then moving on to Sunday for the semifinals and finals of the competition.
Sounds like a great time, and it's Memorial Day weekend, Friday through Sunday. Faye, why don't you take us out with something?
Absolutely. Let's do some novelty ragtime. We were talking about Steinway. This is a Steinway piece by Mr. Zez Confrey in 1925 called Dizzy Fingers.